Psalm 19, verse 14, Mizmor Yod Tet, Pasuk Yod Dalet. Yehiyu, let it be, leratzon, for acceptance, imrefi, the words of my mouth. Vehegyon, and the musing or meditation of, libi, my heart, lefanecha, before your presence. Adonai, O Lord, Tsuri, my rock, vego'ali, and my redeemer. Yehiyu leratzon imrefi, vehegion libi lefanecha, Adonai Tsuri vego'ali. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. And now for a bit of commentary on this passage. It's written in the Proverbs, Mavet v'chayim b'yad lashon. Death and life are in the hand of the tongue, or the power of the tongue. And this is part of the struggle of our lives, is it not? To have our words and thoughts in order before God, pleasing before Him. Our words and thoughts have consequences. And we will eat of the fruit of our words and thoughts, as it says also in the proverb. Mavet v'chayim b'yad lashon, ve'ohaveha yachol pirya. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it, that is, that want these words and thoughts, shall eat the fruit thereof. That's Proverbs 18:21, by the way. So we're responsible for what we say, imrefi, and what we think, behegion, libi. So it's essential for us to have the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart rightly aligned with reality, that is, rightly ordered before the truth of God. Doing so will yield great blessing, but refusing to do so or allowing yourself to be perverse in your thoughts or words will yield trouble for you. As it says in the proverb, like a city that's broken down and without walls is a person without control over his own spirit. In other words, you're opened up to influences beyond your control and it will cause you pain and trouble. We are given good counsel in another psalm where we read, come children, listen to me. I will teach you Yirat Adonai, the fear of the Lord. Who among you takes pleasure in living? Who wants a long life to see good things? If you do, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from deceptive talk. Turn from evil, do what is good. Seek peace, go after it. The eyes of the Lord watch over the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. But the face of the Lord opposes those who do evil, to cut off all memory of them from the earth. That's Psalm 34:11-16. So may it please the Lord to help us as we call on his name for deliverance from an out-of-control spirit and a tongue that speaks things that do not please the Lord nor build up others. Let's then join King David in his prayer. Yehiyu leratzon imrefi, vehegion libi lefanecha, Adonai tsuri vego'ali. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen.